Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Can you change your mind?
No, Emer. You can go back and review on your Instagram just everything you have sat in the loo or sat in your bed.
And voted on.
And or question boxes. Things you've replied. You know, you can delete everything, which is good. Wipe everything from the case. But it's just so funny. You're like, who is this person that I followed? This person's looking for childcare in Rotherham. I don't even know where that is. Welcome to Emer and Esther's Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther.
I'm Emer MacLyslett.
And I'm Esther O'Mordonough.
Emer and Esther's Sunday Roast is a trip not down memory lane, but gravy lane. We sail on a Yorkshire pud boat like we're on Wonka's chocolate river of dreams. In fact, maybe we should set up our own Sunday Roast experience, complete with terrifying teens in masks and hordes of parents demanding refunds.
On this podcast, we're just two vibrant women girls standing before a queue of people holding brown trays of joy at a bain-marie, asking for them to love Carvery.
So, with all that said, 3, 2, 1,
let's
not our greatest harmonising.
No, but we did, obviously we never consult what we're going to say in the intro, but we went for movie themes. You went for the Willy Wonka experience. I went for Notting Hill.
Yeah. Well, I went part Wonka, starring Timothée Chalamet, and part Willy Wonka experience of Glasgow.
Very good. And topical. Anyway, but on the topic of movies, I recently watched a film I didn't think I would like, and you also watched it, Dune, but you've issues with the pronunciation.
I cannot stop myself from calling it Dune, like sand dune.
Yeah.
But, and I thought all of us Irish people pronounced it Dune. And then I said it 2 years ago when the first Dune movie came. Like saying Dune.
Dune.
Dune. I'm like, what am I, from California?
But if we were doing an Irish pronunciation like Dhéire na gCathaoirí, we'd say Dune.
Dune.
So really we should be saying Dune. Yeah, let's do that to people and annoy them.
I'm actually going to see Dune too.
I'm going to see Runado.
I haven't seen Dune 2 yet.
Me neither. I haven't
seen. Does that not sound ridiculous? Dune 2.
Excuse me, do you have Dune 2?
I'm going to see Dune 2. I am just going to explain why
yes,
we're here.
Yes, yes.
This is a very special one-off episode. And it's brought to you by us, but also the Leash Chamber Alliance.
Buzzing.
Hello, business women. They got in touch with us, asked if we'd like to come and sample the best that County Leash has to offer. And we were like, would we? They said, come and have a roast. They said, see how Leash is the ideal location to live, work, visit, invest and do business.
And we are nothing but grand investors.
Oh my goodness.
We can't stop doing business, Emer. But we were delighted because obviously we love Carvery. They knew we love Carvery and they had a great suggestion, which, as I just mentioned, Tracy's Bar and Restaurant. We'll get to that in a minute.
We will.
But as always with every episode, we've got some tantalising Leash facts. But Emer, have you done something genre bending?
We're going to have a little game.
Oh, lovely. I love a game. I love a quiz.
We do want to get into some Leash facts.
Please.
Because we love Leash.
Yeah, we love lovely Leash.
So I am going to read a fact about Leash, but I'm going to leave out some of the key words. And Esther, I want you to guess what those words
are.
Now, I'm going to ask for your honour not to look at the shared doc because the
words
are there.
I'm in Esther's version. I don't have any of your answers yet. Go on.
Forget Taylor's version.
It's Esther's version.
Shared doc, Esther's version. Okay, first of all, Leash history. Leash has been home to the bleeps. And more, who've all left their mark around the country, making it a wonderful place to step back in time. Name those bleeps.
Name the bleeps, and the bleeps. It's history. Okay, I'm gonna say the Vikings, the influencers, the. I don't know, the day trippers. I have no idea what it
was. Leash has been, it has not been home to the Vikings, the influencers and the day trippers, but it has been home to the Vikings, the Quakers and the French Huguenots.
Oh, the
you know the huge knots.
No, Emer, can you Huguenot shame me for not knowing that?
Can you Hugue believe it?
So give me them again. So the Huguenots.
The Vikings, the Quakers and the French Huguenots.
The Quakers, wow.
I know.
They're
all around us.
I was given oats when I was in Leash.
They gave... More on that later.
More
they
on
gave
that later.
They gave a hamper of Leash food. Okay, next category, adventure.
Ooh.
Every day there's an adventure waiting to happen in Leash.
Mm-hmm. I've been saying it.
You don't have to tell us twice. With its bleeps, 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 bleeps and bleeps. Name those adventures.
Adventures. A well-stocked four-court in a garage.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
We could also say ample can recycling facilities.
Incredible.
Okay, you can get money back. You can make money on a day trip to Leash. Also, I would say perhaps next a big Tesco.
I'd say they do have at least one big Tesco.
Probably. And other things, I would say a large car park where you can do donuts in your Nissan Juke.
Do some wheelies.
Do some wheelies.
Yeah, and maybe an electric picnic tour. I mean, that would just be visiting a field, I think, but
yeah,
might be nice. You know, they're all very good suggestions, and I'm sure Leash does have all of those things, mm-hmm. but they're not the answers I have here. What we were looking for was mountains, canals, forest trails, rivers and lakes.
Okay.
Leash is an outdoor enthusiast's paradise.
Well, excuse me, Emer, I went for a hike, as you know. I've been talking about this probably since mid-October.
Yeah.
And I put a little photo on the gram and I said, see everything I'm wearing in that photo, the hat and the jacket I previously owned. Everything else did not own on the 1st of January 2024. I am now a hiker.
Yeah.
I'm now an outdoor adventurer. And
well, do you know where you should go next? Leash.
Thank you. Excuse me. When that snow hit last week, I was ready for it. I had my hiking boots on and I could have kept going. I could have hiked to Leash.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm into it. I'm into that. Like, you get, and I would say I would pair with a good outdoor adventure. There's a lovely carvery at the end, but look, we know that, of course.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Okay. Next category.
Prompt, please.
Food
yeah.
and drink.
Go ahead.
Go to Leash and discover bleeps, bleeps and wonderful bleeps with treats to tantalise your taste buds. What are those bleeps, bleeps and wonderful bleeps?
Is one a chocolate river? Is one wallpaper made that tastes like sweets when you lick it?
Ooh.
And I've no idea. Go on. What can it tantalise me with?
Microbreweries, distilleries and wonderful organic artisan food producers and farms. You were close.
I was very, very close.
Okay, final category.
Yeah.
Gateway. Ooh, mysterious.
Oh, excuse me.
Leash is the perfect base for discovering Ireland's what?
Is it Ireland's ancient East?
My God, yes it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can spend your day exploring and at night retreat back to some of the most diverse and luxurious accommodations in Ireland. Big promises, yeah. But I think Leash can fulfil.
Uh-huh.
So I think we've made it clear. We've been brought here today by Leash, the county yes. and the people.
Yeah.
And we're very grateful. Before we get into the roast, we had a Tracy's on the Heath. Any news, Esther? We haven't been speaking to the people since Christmas. And thank you, by the way, to everyone who signed up for our special selection box episode.
Oh, really appreciate
it. At Christmas, we appreciate it.
Yeah, and it was
good. But any news from you since we last spoke?
I mean, I saw Donal Gleeson last week.
What? If I saw a celebrity on the street, I wouldn't go up and talk to them.
No.
Even if it was like, I can't think of a single celebrity that I'd go up and be like, can I get a photo with you?
Maybe Celine Dion.
Yeah, I think she'd like it though.
Yeah. She's going outside and you can recognise.
I think she might be offended if you didn't. I know somebody who saw Sharon Horgan in the Hawksmoor, which we've been to for a roast.
It was a great roast.
Yeah, they were sitting nearby. I was like, can you eavesdrop? They said no.
Well, you're useless to us.
Yeah.
Other news since Christmas, New Year's Day. This is the year. Let's go, baby. Okay, I can feel it in my blood. I can feel it in my feet. I'm going to have a great year. New Year's Day, 01012024. What does Esther do? I break my back tooth. I was like, is that the omen? So I've been up and down. And let me tell you, getting your teeth done is expensive.
It is.
But I had no other choice. I got to get the first class carriage up.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Emer. My brother's been pushing the getting the first class of the train. I was like, who do you think I am?
Did you have your own little lamp?
No.
Oh.
You see, on the Enterprise, you don't. But what you do get... What you do get on the Enterprise is they offer you a complimentary orange.
Oh, yes.
And when you get your coffee, Emer, it comes in a tiny cafetiere.
Oh, my
Excuse
goodness.
Me. And a complimentary newspaper.
Wow.
If required. So that's basically been my life. Yeah. Anyway, what about you?
My news is, well, as I said, I know someone who saw Sharon Horgan having a roast in the Hawksmoor. That's my big news
yeah.
of 2024 so far. I'm back in choir. We have
yes.
a concert coming up.
Got my ticket.
It's not in Leash, but yeah. it is in the convention centre, which is large,
Amazing.
On April 21st, if anyone wants to come. Google the lineup choir.
Yeah.
Eventbrite.
Do.
You and I went to Board, which is the pub on... What street is it on?
It's on Harold's Cross Bridge.
Yeah, Harold's Cross Bridge, which
doesn't
or the bridge at Harold's Cross. Technically, it's Robert Emmett Bridge. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Lovely bit of
did
info
I work
there.
For AA Road Watch? Yes, I did.
This is the pub that doesn't serve any alcohol, has lots of non-alcoholic beverages, but more interestingly, has loads and loads of board games. So we went and we played a game called Wingspan, which we'd never played before and was challenging.
I did not know what was going on. I didn't play. I had Andrew beside me. I was like, oh, what do I do? Where do I put the eggs? Like, it was just, I did not know what was happening.
It was one of those games where you had to learn a lot of rules. And then once you got it, you had to remember a lot.
Yeah, and I didn't get it.
But they had so many games. I can't wait to go back. I really, really enjoyed it. Didn't miss the booze a bit. They had a delicious pizza. Yeah. Just really enjoyed it.
Elizabeth, I made a choice though. I ordered a pint of kombucha.
You did.
That's a lot of kombucha.
You choked it down, in fairness to you.
I did, yeah. Oh yeah, I want to say, by the way, so you're performing in the Convention Centre in April.
Yes.
There's a great parody account, convention_centre_Dublin_. It just lists, my friend is obsessed with all the different events that happen at the Convention Centre.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Par exemple, the 34th annual INCO's International Symposium. Where were you? Excuse me? It's back in town for 4 full days of systems. So she just goes in, she has a look, and now she posts them for you to enjoy. Anyway.
Any roast news?
Any roast
news? We do like a bit of roast news. Dublin's own Ryan Tuberty, who's now London's own Ryan Tuberty, he has, who knew, a London Diary column in the Irish Mail on Sunday.
Oh, I knew.
Some of the highlights from that column that he wrote. He loves a hot dinner in the middle of the day. Are you a lamb farmer?
Go on, Ryan.
Are you doing the sheep dip? He loves an old-fashioned dessert like apple crumble. You like an apple crumble. Yeah. He's a big fan of Kyo's crisps. Clang, that's a name drop. And Super Quinn sausies.
Okay, well, my roast news for you, Emer, is we know we don't have a Toby Carvery in Ireland.
We can, yes, but hope maybe we'll get one in Laois.
Look, we have a Wetherspoons now. Maybe we'll get a Toby Carvery. So there's this guy on TikTok, Elliot Williams, with the neat little handle, at cost of living crisis tips on TikTok.
Not because he lives.
It's not because he lives. Anyway, Elliot Williams is showing people how to make the most of a roast when you're plating up at the Toby Carvery. He also advocates that people should bring a spare food container to use it for leftovers. Now, I know times are tough, but can you imagine if that was your pet? Like, you do what you have to do. Be like, I am humiliated. Please. Don't bring me to Toby Carvery. You would absolutely.
It's one thing slipping a mini croissant into a serviette at a hotel breakfast buffet.
That's what they're there for. It's another thing.
Arriving with Tupperware to the Toby Carvery.
I mean, he said, okay, the first tip, he said, and we've done this, bin lick arses. We've kind of done this, the extra, tuck the hair behind the ear, little smile. If you're like, do you think we could get a slice of ham and beef? So he said, be extra nice. So lick up to the people behind the counter. Absolutely. A little polite smile here and there and you might get yourself an extra piece of meat. Am I right,
imagine
girls?
The active joints they have on the go at a Toby Carvery.
Oh, can you imagine the back kitchen? The back kitchen sitch. So once you've chosen your meat, in this occasion, he went for the beef gammon as well as a bit of turkey. He grabbed a Yorkshire pudding and placed it on the side. And he said the reason behind taking the Yorkshire pud early and not adding the top afterwards is that you can stuff the Yorkshire pudding with food. It's like a cavity. So you can squish a bit more food into the Yorkshire pudding. Like, he is really working this place. Work the plate if it works for you. And then he said, then you want to build a line of defense around your plate with some roast potatoes. I mean, I can't knock. I mean, he thought about this. And then you can pile the food on without it falling off your plate.
Can I read my favorite line?
Please.
As he was making his way through the buffet, the money-saving pro added generous scoops of stuffing and some mash, as well as cauliflower cheese and a bit of cheeky cheese sauce from the bottom. He chuckled.
Oh, he's living.
Oh, he is living.
So, you know, we're not there yet, but touch wood.
Listen, Ryan Tuberty's having roasts in the Devonshire. Cos he lives man is going to Toby Carvery with his Tupperware. It's really how the other halves live.
Yeah, indeedy doody.
Okay, quickly, we're going to move on to Insta stickers. We asked, given the week that's in it, for your best roasts in Laois. A few people got in touch. They're all in Port Laois, which I suppose...
It's fitting.
Is it the county town?
It's what you want.
Do you remember when you were in primary school? And I remember having to spend an inordinate amount of time learning the county towns of each county, which really hasn't stood to me.
The only thing that stayed with me is Oxbow Lakes, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. The Bay Leaf in Port Laois do a great roast beef. That's the other Mr. Delaney on Instagram. Someone else said O'Gorman's Bar and Restaurant is great, also in Port Laois. And then Emma suggested Lily's in Port Laois. So if you're after a roast or a carvery.
Oh, I've heard Lily's is good.
Go to one of those places.
Oh, and I think I know the other Mr. Delaney.
So yeah, hi. Hi, friend. Yeah.
Do you know the first Mr. Delaney?
Yeah, I do. I know both the Delaneys. Whoa! They're married.
To each other?
Yeah.
That'd be cute. Mm-hmm. Two Mr. Delaneys. And then we asked a burning question. Because I was wondering about this. My mother is obsessed with a hot plate for her dinner. Like, she'll heat it up in the microwave if she has to. So we asked, do you like your dinner plate hot or not? And another reason I asked this is because I love those in the fancy Bain-Maries. They have that kind of springy plate launching system that kind of heats them at the same time.
Yeah.
Love that. So we asked, do you like your plate hot, not, or you don't care? The results were interesting. 18% of people said they don't care if their plate is hot or not. But then when I thought about it, I don't really care if my plate's hot or not.
You do. I mean,
it's nice if it's hot, but it wouldn't bother me if it wasn't.
Ian, remember we went to that place, we won't say, and we were like, and the plate wasn't even warm.
Well, I mean, if you're paying that much, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, you're paying that much.
13% of people said they don't like a hot plate.
That's fine, but the winners are on my side. Hot, you wanted a little tepid, warm plate to enjoy it. What I love about this is, right, this poll came up in someone's story, and they're just sitting there, and they go, hot plate, don't care. Right? Yeah. That we do, we all do that every single day. We're like, what do you think? We're like, no. Don't care. You can go back. I did it.
You change your mind?
No, Emer. You can go back and review on your Instagram just everything you have sat in the loo or sat in your bed.
And voted given, on.
And or question boxes. Things you've replied. You know, you can delete everything, which is good. Wipe everything from the case. But it's just so funny. You're like, who is this person that I followed? This person's looking for childcare in Rotherham. I don't even know where that is. I couldn't find it on a map. And I'm like, I don't live in Rotherham, so can't help you, but wish you all the best. Like, we have just left this. I was like, we're crop dusting digital detritus everywhere, shaking our little bee butts, just like answering polls, thumbs upping things.
In like 400 years, they'll be going back through the annals of history, and then they'll be like, and a woman living in Dublin 8 said she didn't care if her plate was hot or not. And they'll be like, so back in the 2020s, they used plates to eat food off. Imagine that, children.
So funny. Yeah, they didn't have anything liquidized down to a syrup and sip it through a straw. They used I know they'd be like, are they called plates or plates? Is it dune or dune? Or dunado? So that's what I find funny. So thank you for your...
That is funny.
So I just invite you, just if you've got a little bit of time, go back and review all the stupid things you've responded to. And also thank you for responding to those stupid things, because without you, we wouldn't have any content.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh. Well, now.
On to the main event.
Go, baby. Yeah, on to the main event.
In we got into the Duke.
Absolutely.
Down we drove.
And the Duke's little eyelashes went up. Whoop. They were ready. Put some little eyeshadow on the Duke. And he's like, where are we going, baby?
I did have a little mishap with the Duke a while back. Maybe it was before Christmas. A little dent. Oh. I was trying to get into one of the car parking spaces in the Merrion shopping centre. Serves me right. Serves me right for having notions.
But you know, I've got a... You know, some of them you can just get a toilet plunger and...
Do you think I haven't tried that?
Sorry. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, by the way, we haven't mentioned it. I haven't been to Sosta and Garden really since Christmas.
Oh my God, I have.
What have you bought recently?
They have a deranged amount of Easter stuff.
Yeah.
Like more than they had Christmas stuff. What's that about? Are people that mad into Easter? Like, I know we're a Catholic country, but this isn't giving crucifixion. It's giving eggs and bunnies.
We're so sorry. Like we're so sorry if you're lost. Here's a fluffy.
It's not on the third day he rose again. It's I must put a tiny chick on every surface of my house.
Wow, I'll have to go.
It's
go in.
Madness.
They bet big on Easter this year.
Like decorating your house for Easter, we do like to go like the Americans.
Yeah.
And putting up decorations for everything, but it's a step too far.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
what did you buy?
What
did you buy? How much did we spend?
I dropped the customary €34.
Of course.
I did buy some Easter decorations that could double up as Christmas decorations.
Ah, she's canny.
Yeah.
She's canny.
Yeah. What else did I get? I had a friend, hello Owen, whose birthday it was, and he is a man who enjoys a small bowl. So I got him a few small bowls.
Yes.
And I got him the world's tiniest scoop.
Yes.
And, you know, some crafts, miscellanea, some ribbon, some paper, the usual.
Did you say just say miscellanea?
Yeah.
Wow.
Miscellany.
She's written 5 books. How many books have you written? 5.
5.
5. What do you think he's going to use the tiny scoop for?
I don't know, salt maybe?
You know what? On the subject of salt, Emer, thanks for asking. I never understood, you know, when you'd see programs growing up, and get some kosher salt or get some Maldron salt, and I'd be like, shut up.
Salt is salt. It's not though, is it?
It's not, Emer. And when you get old, you go, I do have to spend $16.85 on 20 grams of Maldron salt, and a tiny scoop would go perfectly with that. So that's probably what he's going to use it for, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, support him.
A spice of some description.
Yeah.
I would say.
That's your next book. A spice of some description.
A man of many spices.
A man
with tiny bowls.
Okay, sorry. We've lost our minds.
You wouldn't have this kind of chat in Tracy's of the heat.
Tracy's Bar and Restaurant, just off the M7.
It was under an hour.
We're in Dublin, but it was
under an hour for us to get from Dublin 8 to Traces in the Heat. Uh-huh. Very enjoyable. We zipped down the motorway.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I go to that part of the country, I myself am from Kildare. But if you go into that kind of southeastern or East Midlands, eastern kind of area, it's so green. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, this is beautiful.
The word I would use is verdant.
Verdant. I'm like, these counties don't get...
Yeah.
The Jew they deserve.
Yeah.
Gateways to Ireland, ancient East. Anyway, we went to Tracy's on the Heath, mm-hmm. which is just outside Portlaoise. And we pulled in and it is the most beautiful thatched cottage.
It's so cute.
Which has been obviously turned into a booming family business.
Mm-hmm.
And before we went in, we recorded how excited we were.
Yeah, let's have a listen to those two cutie pies. 10-4, 10-4, Roger, Roger, Emma. Emer Shackleton.
We're back on the beat.
We're back, babies.
And where are we?
We're in County Leash.
Oh, it's a wonderful. Oh. It's a glorious day.
We have had a truly joyous drive down here. I told you about two great supermarket experiences I had in the past week.
Emer basically got her shopping free. We might go into that in the pod, but like, it's just, she's just said, Esther, sign up to the apps. You get the vouchers. I'm like, wow.
So here we are in Leash.
Beautiful rolling green hills all around us.
Seen a poodle over there.
There is a poodle over there. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's like a little... We're at Tracy's on the Heath and it's... Anyway, you'll hear this. It's like a little thatched cottage.
Yeah. It's been a while since we carved together, but...
It never leaves you.
It never leaves you.
Let's go!
Woo! Out we go.
Slam.
Safe to say we're excited.
We're excited. Do you want to tell us about your supermarket theory?
Well,
seeing as we brought it up.
You know what? I have the Lidl app on my phone, but I hadn't been using it to its full extent. And my good friend and collaborator, Sarah Breen, said, you're missing out. You need to be using the app. Every time you do a shop there, you get a little scratch card and you scratch it off and they're like, have some free mandarins. Or
It's a digital scratch card.
A little digital scratch card, yeah. And if you sign up to the Parkrun newsletter, you get a code every week. You get a free item. Let's turn to Tesco.
Jesus. Go on.
We all know I'm a Tesco super fan.
Look.
There isn't a Tesco I won't patronise.
She's an advocate.
And I'd built up so many coupons on my Tesco shopping that it was, all I had to pay was €2.
How did it feel? What the F?
It felt incredible because what I was buying, some of the main things that I buy in Tesco are cat food and cat litter because I own the world's fussiest cat who's also afraid of the wind. You know, it's been worth feeding her and keeping her in cat litter for these 10 years.
Amazing.
To get that for free.
Wow. Back
to Tracy's on the Heath.
Back to Tracy's on the Heath. Okay, so we pulled up. There was Irish flags fluttering. There was the thatched roof. It was red. The windows painted red. There was flowers. It was a very cute packed car park. We went into the little tiny bar, which is the original part of the house.
Yeah.
Because I think the family lived there originally.
Yeah.
And we were like, there was a lovely barman there.
We were greeted like two queens of the May. Of the March, maybe. Yeah,
of the May table.
And we were told the lovely Eamon was going to be showing us around. Eamon is 17. He's in transition year locally. And he is one of the best wait staff I have ever come across. I've never felt more looked after.
Yeah, yeah. He was like a son. He was like our little carer and he was so good.
And he knew his stuff. And he brought us to a gorgeous table. And you know what? They had little fresh cut flowers, little carnations. And it was just lovely. And the place is really big inside. He brought us through into kind of a dining room and I was like, God, this is big. And I could tell from the second we walked in, I was like, these people, this isn't their first time here. No. This is the kind of place people are going back to over and over again, which was lovely. I love when you feel that in a place.
Yeah. And I think we were given a great table. It was in the corner by the kitchen door. And I felt like oh, I kind of was like, we're in The Sopranos. We're given the view of the room. We could see everything.
I could see everything that was coming out.
Loved it.
I love when you're so hungry for your dinner, but then you can see the desserts coming out and you're like, that's all ahead of me.
Yeah.
The selection of food that was coming out, because we were there obviously for the roast. There was people having full Irish breakfasts. This was now at 2 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
There was people have, I think I saw someone with a lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
I saw someone with soup. I saw some lovely bread baskets going out. So, yeah. I mean, it was a wide selection.
But when we spoke to the owner, Mary, or one of the owners came up to us later on, and I think she's like, it's a real family place. So there was like grandparents and their grandkids, and they just people... Like we were thinking, she said sometimes people come there like almost 7 days a week for their meal.
Some people go almost every day.
Yeah.
And you can see why, like it's just consistent, I would say. But we were there for the roast. Yeah. So they gave us the menu. Do you know what I liked about the menu? The menu had everything on it, including the desserts. You didn't have to wait and have it. You know, I like when you can see everything and you can plan your entire meal. So I think the meats they had on offer were beef, turkey and ham, lamb, which you don't see that often, and pork. You went for the beef.
Of course.
And I went for the turkey and ham. Just so we could try a couple of different things. I was dithering between the lamb and the turkey and ham. But I went for the turkey and ham. And it was lovely. It wasn't a carvery. So we weren't watching the Banmarie. We weren't watching it being plated. We were waiting for it to come to us. But it came to us. It looked very carvery-esque when it came to us, which is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like too much fussiness around my roast.
It was good. They had large scoops of mash on it. They had something that we haven't seen. I don't think we've seen anywhere else. The mix of parsnip and carrot.
Oh, yeah, it was delicious.
It was lovely. Yeah. You never get that anywhere else.
And I remember we were like, is it carrot and turnip or carrot and parsnip? Maybe. We think it was parsnip because it was quite sweet, but it was delicious. I think we've got it maybe one or two other places.
So it was a great plate. If you're into sachets, lots of sachets on the table. Oh, the little flowers.
You enjoyed that, yeah.
There was a good complement of them. Eimear, what did you think of your plate?
I loved my plate. The turkey and ham was sandwiched with some stuffing, which I really enjoyed. The ham in particular. Ham can be a bit hit and miss, and ham wouldn't be my favourite meat.
Mm.
But this ham was lovely. It was kind of falling apart. It felt very Christmassy. The gravy was lovely, lovely and thick. The
gravy was good.
Yeah, really good. There wasn't a hint of oxtail off it. Spuds were really good. There was cabbage on my plate, and I wouldn't usually choose cabbage. It's just not one of my favourite foods. But I had a few bits of it. It wasn't terrible.
You did fret a bit because you were like, will they think that I didn't like it?
I was rude.
You just don't eat cabbage anymore.
Yeah, I'm just not a huge cabbage fan. And how about yours? How was your beef?
Oh, it was delicious. Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a great plate. It was very like the whole place is kind of homely. And I thought that was cute.
And it was really bustly. There was loads of staff. Like you didn't feel like anyone was waiting for anything. There was somebody there for a birthday and I saw them bringing out a little cake and then the candle went out and then they had to go back into the kitchen. But I think 3 or 4 staff members went over and sang a little happy birthday. I loved that.
I said, would you like me to do a bar? They said, no, sit down. And that's fine. I accept that. That was not what I was there for. But
they were like, she's down from Dublin. No, they were very welcome.
I actually thought that was funny because I know kind of Aim was being attentive and kind of there and stuff, but we were like two little snuffle pigs. We were just like, eating. And then we were like, that was delicious.
And we're usually too full for dessert. We don't often go for dessert. But man alive, we went for it.
Maybe we did. So I got the apple crumble with custard and fresh cream. Gorgeous.
In a little round tartlet. That looked lovely.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And a little pot of tea.
I got the brown bread ice cream, which was divine. They make it.
Yes.
on in location. Yep. Mm-hmm. Comes with caramel sauce, but I actually asked for it with whipped cream, which they were happy to oblige. It was divine. Mm. I love a brown bread ice cream.
Yeah, it was very, gorgeous.
Very nice. Yeah.
And that's kind of a thing you don't really get that often. No. You don't see it anywhere.
No. So it was great. Yeah, like you said, we met Mary Tracy, who is one of the owners. It was like meeting Bono.
You know, I kind of, my feeling about Mary was like, it started off a small cottage. They built onto it. She's like the Martha Stewart of Tracy's Bar and Restaurant. She saw vision. I was like, they could come out with condiments. They could come out with like their own line of like, the gravy was good.
Gravy was good.
Really good. So she's kind of built it up. It's like her little empire.
And after our meal, then we went in. They invited us in if we wanted to sit in kind of the other end of the building, which was kind of like
a little snug.
A little snug with a few different little tables and a fireplace. And what I loved was they had little kind of historical bits hanging on the walls. So old orders from cash and carries, like stuff from the 60s and 70s. And I just
Instagram
loved
polls that answered. Do you like
selfies of Mary and the gang?
Which fleece colorway should I sell? Red and green.
So I loved all those little kind of personal touches from when the place has obviously been going for decades.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just a delight, the whole thing.
Yeah, it was great. We were lucky to be there. It was a great, and it was a great choice. And the icing on the Ban Marie cake was we were then gifted.
Oh my God, yes.
Hashtag gifted this little hamper of goods that were from Leash.
Yeah, it was under the name of Leash Taste, I think they call it. So just lots of different little producers. There were kind of a gooseberry jam and a strawberry jam. I think they were from G's Gourmet Jam. Gourmet Jams?
Yeah.
You know, I love a jam.
Pronunciation is off the chain this week.
There were some gorgeous little caramel shortbread bullets, I think you might
know. No, they were bullets, Emer. They didn't
they
shape.
They were kind of bullet shaped.
They shaped them into walnuts.
Oh, that was it. And they were by.
You were so violent. You thought the little caramel bullets.
They were by. They were by Zephyr Yard. Now, I did unfortunately stand on them when I got home.
Ah, well.
But I still tried one and it was.
Oh, gorgeous.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there were just some lovely bits. I didn't know Leash was producing so much homegrown produce.
You did. Hugo not know that?
I know now.
Well, you know now, baby. Okay, so let's have a listen to our little post-roast.
Well, well, well.
Our first post-roast reaction of 2024.
Beautiful.
It's been a long time coming, but we listened to Taylor Swift all the way down. Mm-hmm. And we're going to listen to her all the way back. How was your meal?
It was
in Tracy's.
Tracy's. It was so cute. The staff were so nice.
The food was delicious. I had some of the most delicious brown bread ice cream I've ever come across.
Oh, and the crumb. I mean, we went for dessert. We pushed all the stops out, whatever the expression is, and I had the crumb, but it was delicious.
Eamon and Colin were looking after us. Oh,
the milk. Oh, wait, we talk about the milk in a moment.
The milk was coming out of the jar like cream. Listen. Anyway, listen, we'll leave it for the main ep.
Back to the studio, bye.
The milk, correct. Yeah. We just
you
forgot
ordered,
about
was it a tea or a coffee at the
tea,
end?
Man.
And the milk came out of the jug. Like, it reminded me of, I remember reading stories as a kid when they used to put foil tops on the bottles of milk and the birds would tap through the foil top and eat the cream off the top. I was like, there is a layer of cream sitting on top of that milk.
It was bountiful. It was like, we both got our eyes out. We're like, Emer, did you see that milk? It was a delicious cup of tea.
It was unctuous, velvety milk.
Quite extraordinary. Yeah. Now, flesh can do that for milk. I mean, what can you imagine? The carver
what
the
are
milk.
They feeding the cows down
would you
there?
Ever leave? So yeah, the milk was delicious. And Colin was so nice. And he'd been worked there for like 20 years or longer.
Yeah, yeah. Colin was the barman and he was so welcoming. And yeah, it was just lovely.
Would you go back, Emer?
I would go back.
Yeah, I would go back. Okay, we've come to the scores. Now, I know, look, maybe that's kind of irrelevant here because, you know,
yeah, this was a hashtag gifted experience.
Yeah. So, but I will say that it was up there. Mm-hmm. The service, the location, the produce. I'm going to give it a strong 9.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was thinking 9.
Yeah.
I was thinking 8.99.
Yeah.
And I'm not really deducting anything for any reason.
No.
It's just, have we ever
given anything a 10?
No.
What would it have to be? What would we have to do? No, no one's ever reached 10.
Don't think so.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Yeah, it was really enjoyable. Really enjoyable. Okay, we've come to the end of this very special episode of Emer and Esther's Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther. We want to say thanks so much to Leash Tourism for having us in your beautiful county. Remember, come for the food. But stay for the whole Leash experience.
Absolutely. Whatever she said.
And don't forget to visit leashtourism.ie to plan your next adventure. Oh, just an hour from
She's
Dublin.
Such a pro.
An hour from Dublin, folks.
An hour from Dublin. And there's other places in the country as well. But there you go. We live in Dublin. That's it. So Emer, if people want to follow you, where can they do that?
They can find me on Instagram at Emer the Screamer.
And I am at Esther Two Names. And yeah, we're at Sunday Roast Potatoes on Instagram. So, you know, slide into the DMs. Tell us where we should go next. And thank you for listening. We love this roast community. And
we'll be back soon, hopefully.
Back soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.